7-year-old Clifford likes his new school almost as much as he likes ice cream. His mother says she's grateful for the help her family's received in New York after fleeing oppression and a lack of opportunity in Venezuela.
They really welcomed me. They opened their doors for me. They gave me the help that I needed for my children. My son is doing well in school. I came for his future. Well, for all of our futures.
But some parents at Clifford's school have concerns. The city of New York has absorbed 5,500 migrant children in its school system since September.
They need to treat all kids the same. Like, not just kids that don't speak English or coming from different countries, treat them all the same. You're going to have a program for the immigrant kids. You have a program for all children.
The children are among some 20,000 asylum seekers who started arriving in New York by the busload in April. The Republican governors of southern border states, dealing with a surge of migrants, began sending them to cities with more liberal immigration policies. And now homeless shelters being used to house the asylum seekers are at capacity. New York's mayor declared a state of emergency.
This is a humanitarian crisis that started with violence and instability in South America. And it is being accelerated by American political dynamics. This crisis is not of our own making, but one that will affect everyone in this city.
Under New York law, no one should have to sleep on city streets if they have a need for emergency shelter. So the city has resorted to putting some of the migrant families into hotels like the Row here, not far from the bus station. But the cost of this is adding up. The mayor says approaching $1 billion.
The city built this tent facility to house up to 1,000 men and connect them with services, and is looking for more places to house women and children. The governor has activated a small number of National Guard troops to help at the shelters. But much of the care for the migrants, who have up to a year to file for asylum and can't legally work until they get it, is falling to volunteers, including parents at Clifford School.
They worked with the school administration to organize a huge clothing drive, like for winter clothing and winter accessories and all of that sort of thing.
City officials say they want to welcome the migrants and treat them with dignity, but they need more help from the federal government to do so. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.